The new world is here. Welcome to season 2 of Expanding Your Divine Light. Let this be a season of magic, your magic. A season in which you let go of all you believed to be true. Not only about the world and the systems of the world we live in, but about yourself. Let go of all you believed to be true and allow the true you to be built on a foundation of truth and integrity. Listen in, and within my words you will find the activations and the upgrades you are seeking in this moment. Those codes that will serve you on your own unique journey. Welcome. Hello, dear ones, and welcome to episode number 2 of season 2, Expanding Your Divine Light. Today is March 24, 2022. I am Debbie Hagedorn, and I am here to help you create your own version, your own unique version of heaven on earth. In my recordings, you will find that you receive the activations and the upgrades that your soul is seeking right now that will assist you on your journey. And all you need to do is listen and say yes. Say yes, I choose to receive. Say yes, I am open to receiving all that is being made available to me right now as it serves my highest good. And then ask. Ask your highest self to help you embody, to help you anchor in the bits of information, the codes that you receive as they serve your highest good. Your journey is unique, but you're not doing this alone. I am here to help you. And all that I share in these podcasts will be made available to all who choose to tune in and listen at any given point in our linear time. So take a few breaths, bring yourself back into this present moment, allow yourself to sit back, to listen, to receive. I will share what comes through as it regards someone near and dear to my heart, someone I refer to as Yeshua. I was raised in a Christian church. I knew him then as Jesus Christ. I went to Sunday school. I moved through all of the teachings. I was, of course, baptized. I'd been confirmed. And I still had no understanding, no real understanding, nothing that mattered in my heart as to what the whole point was. And I say this because I knew it was important, but I couldn't connect the dots. I couldn't make sense of the fact that God was a judgmental, angry being. I couldn't make sense of so much of what I learned in the church. And yet I continued to go. I raised my children to a point. took them to Sunday school. Very familiar with the feelings of guilt, of not going, of shame for not understanding. Scratching my head at the families who only showed up for holidays. Lost in the loop. Lost in the loop of religion. Yet another system on our planet that has been inverted. That has taken something that is pure, something that is truth. And reworked it to serve their own superficial purposes, to serve their own needs, to serve their own greed. Yeshua, the Yeshua that I have come to know in my heart, Yeshua is consciousness, one strand of consciousness. Just like you and just like me, we are each a unique strand of consciousness. And Yeshua came to this earth, this is true. In what capacity are the stories all real? That I can't say. The likelihood is, because multiple timelines exist, when he walked this planet, is that there is more than one story. But the stories aren't what's important anymore, and you can apply that to every facet of your life. The stories don't matter. What matters is truth. What matters is to walk in integrity. These are things that Yeshua did. He spoke only truth. He carried the high frequency of divinity here on earth. Yeshua is magic. Yeshua was, and in a moment of uncertainty, many years ago, I had asked a question about the reality of Jesus and trying to connect the dots and make sense of things. And this is what was shared with me in that moment, that Yeshua was the greatest manifester that ever walked the face of this planet. He fed many from nothing. He walked on water. He performed miracles of healing. Blind people could see, deaf people could hear. Lepers were healed. There are no end to the miracles he performed on this earth. And he came here not to scare, not to speak of a judgmental God. So much of his words in translation have been deflated. They're void of the true meaning of the words that he spoke. Yeshua spoke in the Aramaic language. And the Aramaic language feels like a dance, filled with love, radiating joy, has many, many nuances, it has fluidity, it has beauty. And if you see in this visual that everywhere that Yeshua walked, it was as though energetic flowers popped up underneath his feet. Through him, people have hope, and hope is a great starting point. And I find it really interesting that within the church they speak to faith. But if I had to put a number on it, I'd say less than 1% of those who attend church on any sort of basis have any idea what faith actually means. Faith. Faith is a principle that you move into in your commitment to this ascension journey. It is in faith that you learn about yourself, that you too, your unique strand of consciousness, is magical, is powerful, and has the potential to change life on this planet right now. Yeshua is magic. And he came here as an example of what was possible, what is possible, for all who choose to do the work, to find a new level of faith in their life. I read a book over several months this winter. The book was called The Hidden Gospel. And within this book, the author explored the words of Yeshua, the words of Jesus, as they were spoken in the Aramaic language. And if you have the intention to explore more about the truth of the words that Jesus shared on this planet, I highly recommend this book. And you will see that when he spoke, of course, softly, of course, gently, about you as a human here on earth, having the capacity to hold your divinity within your physical body, to feel the connection that you have in your heart to everything else that exists, whether it's on this planet, in the galaxy, or the universe. That you are not unlike him. And that if you allow the love that is within everything that exists, to simply move into and through your entire beingness, every step you take, you'll begin to feel the magic. If you already feel the magic, ask for your next level of faith. Make the magic real. Perhaps it will be true that when you take a step forward, flowers will appear at every step that you've walked. What does heaven on earth look like for you? Are you willing to do whatever it takes, as it serves your highest good, to reach this space? To feel the love that connects you to everything? To do the work to raise your frequency. But not to raise your frequency and move off into some other dimension, but to walk here on earth as you are in your physical body right now with your divine consciousness inside of you, flowing through you, the power of God flowing through your body, your divine human vessel. To create magic, once again, this is ascension. How far you go within this lifetime is your choice. In faith, when you are willing to do whatever it takes to let go, to receive, in truth, integrity, and gratitude, life becomes delicious. Thank you for tuning in, dear one. At this point, it's looking as though I will be releasing 2 podcast episodes per month. We'll say ish, because I only know to follow my guidance anymore. And I look forward to speaking with you again in perfect time.